Retail sales may be hot this holiday season, but the once red-hot U.S. housing market is cooling down. Builders of new homes are seeing that on the ground. Inventories of new homes are up 20% above this time last year, and contractors are starting to pull back on new construction. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, most don't think the sky is falling.
At a sprawling subdivision in Northbridge, Massachusetts, workers nail vinyl siding onto one new house and use an earth mover to pile dirt up around the foundation of another. These 3- and 4-bedroom homes are selling for around $500,000. Northbridge is an hour west of Boston. In recent years, some 700 new homes have been built here, with nearly 600 more in various stages of planning and permitting. But in just the past few months, sales have been slowing down sharply.
Last year at this time, we were probably selling 2 or 3 times as many houses in this marketplace.
Bruce Taylor is the president of a major realty office in town, and he's also a developer and a home builder. He says over the past few years, people were tripping over themselves to buy homes like this. Now, with interest rates inching higher, there aren't as many buyers. Meanwhile, the inventory of new homes has been building.
In the last 3 months, there have only been 3 or 4 new homes that have gone under agreement, and that compares to 45 new homes that are available in this town right now for sale.
At that rate, most of these new homes would be standing empty for 2 years. But Taylor expects things will pick up in the spring. He thinks mostly what's happening is that the housing market is shifting gears from overheated back to just a regular market where things slow down in the winter. So he doesn't see any signs of a housing bubble that's about to burst.
I don't think there's any major correction to be had at all. Not at all. The economy is very strong. Interest rates are up over the last 6 months, but you know what? They're better than they've been in the last 30 years. So interest rates are terrific.
That's a feeling that's echoed by executives at some very large home building companies as well. Richard Duga is the CEO of Pulte Homes, a national home builder with projected revenues of $14.5 billion this year.
I think what you could characterize the market as today is becoming more normalized as opposed to the euphoria that we were seeing for the last 2 or 3 years. And as we look at the markets across the country, clearly the rate of price appreciation has slowed.
But Duga says he does not consider the housing market to be soft right now. Nationally, home building and home sales remain at near record levels. Duga says the market is healthy and will stay so as long as interest rates don't rise too fast and the overall economy remains solid.
You know, it doesn't have to be white hot in order to be healthy. I think moderate rate increases from here combined with good job growth, you know, mean another good year in 2006.
But Duga says Pulte is pulling back slightly from its previous rate of building new homes. So are other home builders, and many economists say that's a good thing. Mark Zandi is chief economist with MoodysEconomy.com.
It's absolutely necessary. I mean, we're putting up too many homes. Underlying demand for new homes is at best 2 million units per year. And we're putting up homes that are at a rate that's well above that, at least we have been for the past year. So if this rate of construction continues, then we will see real signs of overbuilding in many parts of the country.
Zandi is decidedly less rosy than many home builders in the language he uses to describe the current housing market.
You know, housing is at the mountaintop. All roads lead down. It's just a question of how steeply.
Some economists for years now have been warning of a housing bubble that's going to crash Hindenburg style. But like the home builders, Zandi does not think that's going to happen.
We'll see some markets, some parts of the country where we'll see price declines, but I think in most cases they'll be very modest.
But economists say the cooling housing market will mean fewer jobs. Zandi says over the past 3 years, a full third of new employment has been directly related to housing. So any slowdown will be felt by thousands of construction workers, plumbers, realtors, and others across the country. At the worksite outside Boston, home builder Bruce Taylor says he's already seeing an impact.
The amount of work available in the marketplace has slowed down considerably. There are tradesmen today who are looking for work who 6 months or a year ago had their dance card completely full and they were booked out months and months in advance. Some of the people that I know have actually sent crews down to the Gulf States to help in the reconstruction boom that's going on down in Louisiana and the other communities there.
Stock analysts who track big home building companies say they're looking at two main things, employment and interest rates. If rates rise too fast, or if the economy starts losing too many jobs, that could really sink the housing market. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston. Thank you.